Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again to our wonderful boardroom chats. I call them wonderful because so many people tell me they're wonderful.
They are wonderful.
It is such a blessing.
I love studying the Word of God with you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And we got people all over the world that study with us, too.
That's right. And we love to chat about it. It's just such a blessing of God. I tell you, God has been so good and gracious. I want to talk about something unique today. I want to talk about what makes us grow spiritually in every which way, shape, or form. And it's the executive branch of God's government. I want to talk about that. In Ephesians chapter 4, I love it. I want to read verse 11. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, he says this, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers." Now, why did he do that? Verse 12, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Why? "Till we all come in the unity of the faith," not the unity of doctrine, the unity of the faith, "and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man," that means a matured person, "unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." That's still not the end of the sentence. "That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to receive."
Deceive.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said receive.
I meant deceive. Still going on with the sentence.
Yeah.
"But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." One more verse.
Yes.
"From whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Now, I know that's a lot of reading there, but that's the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teachers. The reason why a lot of people in church are not growing spiritually because they don't have the fivefold ministry operating in their church or in wherever they're worshiping the Lord. You see, what is an apostle? I'll give you my definition of this fivefold ministry in a very unique way. An apostle is a delivery truck. Everything is in the truck. He brings the truck up there, opens up the truck, and said, "Everything you need in life, spiritually, physically, financially, is in that truck. And my God, and you will be blessed." That is the definition of an apostle. Definition of a prophet: an alarm clock. I mean, prophets freak out everybody. You know, "Thus saith the Lord thy God," man. It shake up everything. You know, when you sleep,
it's a wake up call.
All of a sudden that clock just goes off and it's amazing, you know. That is a prophet, a true prophet of God. Apostle, evangelist, what is he? A fire truck. Just run. I mean, burning, son, and going where the fire is. And if they don't have one, he'll create a fire. And you know something about these fire trucks? But when you see them coming, you get off the side of the road. Then a lot of people get back on and go follow the truck to see where the fire is. That is an evangelist. Now, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor. The pastor's in the truck saying this: "You can't eat that. You're not developed enough. If you eat that, you're going to get sick." Yeah, but I want it real, real bad. That's biblical. No, I know you do, but you got to develop and grow. And because you can't eat that. That's the job of a pastor, to feed you correctly so you can grow. Then the teacher. Now, what does the teacher do? Read the directions. All you got to do is what you just read the directions. And it's amazing how many people never read the directions on anything. You know, every time we order something, I'm not good at mechanics. You know that. If I try to put something together, I always have extra parts. I said, we don't need this. I throw it away. Jody's is exact. My daughter's the same way. Kathy finds exactly where all the parts should be. And that's a blessing of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And I want to talk about that executive branch. Now, especially the prophet. Just because you prophesy doesn't make you a prophet. You see, we all work in those gifts of the Spirit as ministers of the gospel. An evangelist is not a traveling preacher or a traveling speaker. He or she may sound like one, but they're not. A true evangelist will shake you to your shoes, bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ, get miracles and healings working in people's lives, but will make them be fruitful in everything, not just they enjoyed the sermon. There are a lot of traveling ministers out there. And I'm not being critical, I'm being truthful. Well, I want everyone to grow to that fullness of the stature of Christ for the perfecting of the saint. That's only done through the fivefold ministry through a church. What do you think about that?
I love that. It's so important. And I like the fact that Paul wrote this to the church at Ephesus, which was probably the largest church of that time. And his pastor, the pastor there that probably at that point was would have been Timothy. So he's writing this to Timothy to encourage him with the leaders that he was raising up. And it's important to know that God does give gifts and to realize that, all these are gifts to the church and people need to appreciate the gifts God has. And you know, you unless you appreciate a gift, you're really not going to benefit from it. So if you if you appreciate the gifts that God gave to the church, that fivefold
ministry,
the government of God, then you're in a place to grow and get strengthened.
Oh, that's the whole thing. And if you hear a little thundering going on, we got thunderstorms in New Orleans, Louisiana. We've been raining a lot, I guess.
We've been raining.
Yeah, we've been raining. Yeah, I like to rain myself. I rain the word of God. Hallelujah. I like to bring a refreshing, praise God.
Yeah.
It's such a blessing. This executive branch of God's government is very, very powerful. And listen to me, I mean this sincerely. A lot of time we think, well, boy, that guy, he's an evangelist. He's on fire. That doesn't make him an evangelist. The reason why he might be on fire is he hurting or something like that. That's a traveling preacher. But see, a true evangelist, when they leave, it's not that just people are saved or people got healed. People have grown under that leadership. And when he or she leaves, then that pastor takes what that evangelist brought, see, and develops it so you can eat it to the fullness. And that teacher shows you how to eat it. And my Lord, and that prophet, boy, here, when he comes, he'll say, this is what you should eat. And that apostle says, it's all in the truck. I brought it all, see? And when we do that, it will work not some of the time, but all the time. I thank God that when I first started ministering the word of the Lord, we had the, when we got born again, we were very fortunate that we had a church that that worked through the fivefold ministry to teach us things. And then, because we didn't know nothing, you know? I mean, we read the Bible, but and we understood the English words, but to understand the meaning of it so that I could grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. And what I meant by that, spiritually, physically, and financially. Every day, I will be bigger tomorrow than I was today. Why? Because I take this scripture and I listen to what God's order is. But see, there are a lot of churches that should have a sign on it that says out of order. And you're trying to get something out of a machine that's out of order. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. You don't want to.
And you know, out of order means there's sin in the camp a lot of times. And it's amazing to me how many ministers, my God. Well, I'll answer the question: why do pastors mess up with women? A lot of them do, and of course, a lot of the other ministries do too. Don't misunderstand. But you know more about it from in a church if it's a big church, because they're not in order with the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, or the pastor. Or the teacher. See, that keeps you clean. That keeps you going down the right road. That shows you in learning the scripture how to shut down temptation in your life. That fivefold ministry shows you how to be dead to sin and alive to Christ. And you'd be surprised how many people are in pulpits today that are not dead to sin. And people say, well, we're human. That may be true. But when you're dealing with something as holy as the Holy Scriptures, you need to be right. In every which way. I've said this preaching the other day, that I built Jesse the Planner's ministry on holiness. It's a good foundation. There's no secret sin between me and Kathy, none whatsoever at all. We don't do those things. Why? Because we had good teaching from the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. And that's why a lot of people mess up. See, they're lacking in certain parts of their spiritual knowing because they don't have that fullness. Now, and the reason why some people won't bring in a really great preacher, some preachers, they're egotistical. They don't want nobody preaching better than them. It has nothing to do with who's better. It has to do with growth. See, that's what Paul said. And I got to read that verse 12 again. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This fivefold ministry edifies.
Yeah, and the Amplified verse 12 says, his intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints,
amen,
his consecrated people, that they should do the work of the ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church.
Yeah, the tools. Mm-hmm. See, perfecting, you know, so we can do and complete to have a holy church.
Because you don't just need the platform ministry for a functional church.
That's right.
Platform ministry teaches and inspires those that are in the body to get into their position so that we can build up other people. Whether you need all the, you know, whether it's the ushers, the children's church teachers.
Well, that's the ministry of helps.
All those people that serve in the church in different ways.
Well, what did Peter say? I believe he said this, choose you seven men of good report that they can wait on these tables and take care of all these things. That's ministry of helps. And so we can give ourselves to fasting and praying and the preaching of the word. Mm-hmm. You see, that's what it's all about. Everybody has an order. Everybody has a
purpose.
Place. You know, a marriage, if you want a marriage to be good, it has to be in order. Now, some people think, men think, well, order is this. Look, woman, you submit to me. That's not order. That's out of order. Yes, you submit to your husband submit to your wife. But now you're going down a wrong road. You're being driven by power instead of being superior to it. But when you come together in the unity of the faith, and it said that, the unity of the faith, not the unity of doctrine. See, for millenniums, we tried to get everybody to believe the same thing. Listen, Baptists are going to believe once saved, always saved, whether you Pentecostals like it or not. They call it eternal security. Pentecostals, Baptists, listen to me. Pentecostals are going to believe in speaking in tongues, whether you like it or not. And you can come up with all your scriptures. They'll come up with all their scriptures and trying to get you to believe. God said, come together in the unity of the faith. Now, the executive branch, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, is a unity of faith. Faith of what God and what Jesus said and what the Holy Ghost says. Do you see what I'm saying? Unity. You know, I mean, my God, and you got great strength there. Because what happens is a family that is tied together is a family going somewhere to succeed.
Yeah, a family that's united in vision.
Right.
And purpose. So a church has to have a united vision and purpose. And everybody that comes in there that speaks, their main purpose is to build up the body of Christ.
Right.
This is what verse 13 says in the Amplified Bible. It says that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ and the completeness found in Him. So there's a growth
Amen.
Point that we all need to be going towards. And just like in the natural, you're not going to grow physically in our body if you neglect one part of your spirit, of your natural growth.
That's right.
If you just work out all the time and you never eat, You're not gonna be strong. You've got to feed those muscles,
well,
you need to rest. Yeah. You need all these things that are important to the full development. You need to train your mind. You need to study.
Amen.
You know, I'm talking about in the natural. Go to school, all these kind of things. Learn your trade.
Amen.
All these practical things are important in the development of a human being, of a natural person. Well, in the spiritual realm, we have so many other things that are important for our development as a mature spiritual being.
Right. So, see, that those scriptures you read says to attain. You're going somewhere. Now, people in the mindcast, they think that going somewhere is going to church. Well, that is in one sense, but you got to go beyond church. You got to grow and flow in every which way, shape, or form.
That's so true. There has to come a point in
Amen.
Your Christian life where you're not the one that's always going to someone else asking you to pray for them. You're the one people come to, or you know how to pray when the situation requires it. Maybe there's not going to be a pastor or a leader around you, someone maybe
right.
that has maybe been your mentor. There has to become a point where you grow up enough that you can recognize the attack of the devil, make a stand, rebuke him, pull down every stronghold.
Amen.
You know, that you step up and become a mature believer. We can't be babies all of our life.
No.
Remember, you used to say that when you first started preaching, how people, there's a lot of Christians going around with their Pampers on. I don't know if they still have Pampers today.
I don't know.
Do
they have Pampers, y'all? I don't know if they do.
There's some kind of baby diapers. Those were disposable diapers. They were big at that time.
I used to like them diapers we got. When you bring me back now, when Jody was, she was born, they had those up. Cloth diapers, and
well,
they were cut perfect for the baby, and it was a diaper
not
service.
Not that you ever put one on.
Oh, no, I would never do that.
But
and
it
I'll
was
tell
nice
you why I would
clean.
Not do that. Now, I'm going to tell you why.
You don't need to tell them.
I'm going to tell them. I ain't going to tell them why. Let me tell you why. Now, this is just me. This is not for everybody. It's not because I didn't want to change a diet.
And I was around all the time.
Yeah, and
you
she
didn't
was
have
wait,
to.
Wait, wait, you don't have to make an excuse for me.
I won't.
All right, let me tell you. Let me help you. I know you won't. The reason why, now you can just think this is nuts, but I mean, I still do that today, is that I had a little girl named Jody, okay? All right. Now, I mean, if Kathy wouldn't have been there and she needed her diaper change, I'd have done it, but Kathy was always there. But to make a long story short, when Kathy go to change a diaper, I would turn my head. I would respect my daughter. Now, I know that may sound nuts to you, and that's just the baby, that ain't the issue, but I still do that today. You know, if Jody come, I remember when she come flying down the stairs, the team, I said, Jody, go put some clothes on, do some kind of something like that. Oh, you my dad. No, no, I would, not that I haven't seen that, don't misunderstand, but I would respect my daughter, even as a child. Now, that's just me. I ain't saying anybody else and anything. It's not a thing. I would just respect her. And I think she honored that. And even till today, you know, I mean, I just believe in respecting a human being, especially a young lady or even a small baby. And, you know, they may not know nothing, but that's not the issue. And that's just why. So I just thought I'd say that. Ain't that nice?
That's very nice.
Pat me on the back. That's a good thing. Thank
that's
you. I appreciate
a good thing.
That.
Back to the diapers.
Back to the diapers. Praise the Lord.
But you would say a lot of Christians are like baby Christians. They're dragging their Pampers, and they say they're good for 20 pounds. So they were like loading, had this whole load in their diaper,
Jesus.
What you're saying, because they didn't mature. They didn't grow up, and they didn't have someone around them to say, hey, look, you know what? You stink. You need to change that. We all need somebody in our life that'll speak truth, that'll
Amen.
Tell us what we need to hear in a loving way.
Well, you know, there was a man that I came under his leadership when we first got born again. The name of the church was Terrebonne Full Gospel Temple. The pastor who's now in heaven was named Pastor Sidney Rayford. And I would ask him, you know, and we would be talking, and I would listen to his messages because I just didn't want to hear them. I wanted to apply them. There was a reason that I heard that. I wanted to apply it in my life when I'm at work
and
or where
am I at.
And we
had so much to learn. We knew nothing.
Yeah, and still do.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I still do. When I'm listening to sermons, like if I'm preaching the Southwest Believers Convention with Brother Cope and stuff like that, and I'm hearing other preachers, I'm learning. Let me help you. Don't try to say something no one's ever heard. Now, because that's a little pride in that. You know, I believe in revelation. I speak that revelation out, and if they never heard it, great. That's not the issue. But you shouldn't have that in your mind. You should be breaking the bread of life. You know, breaking the bread. It's kind of like you're about ready to feed people. You know, when people are cooking a meal, you see it's busy. Boy, it's going all over the place. They're doing this. They're doing that. Like when we have Christmas dinners and Thanksgiving and Easter. Boy, I mean, especially if we eat at home. Most of the time we eat out at a restaurant and all that, because we like those big buffets. And here in New Orleans, you have music, people playing, and they go around. It's really nice. But sometimes Kathy will cook or Jody will cook. And when we go there, man, they got stuff over here. Okay, don't forget the rolls. Don't forget the bread in the oven. But then it all comes to that table. And when we sit down at that table, before we eat, latch hands. Father, thank you for this meal we're about ready to receive. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Lord, or Happy Easter, Jesus, or Happy Thanksgiving. And then we partake of it. See, now watch, when we partake of the food, ooh, what's happening now? It's pure. It is manifesting in our bodies. It's feeding our muscles, feeding our vital organs, things of that nature. See, we're growing there, especially children. Man, I mean, they're taking that energy from those foods. That's what the gospel is and what it should be. Mm-hmm. I hope I made that simple to you. Did you like that?
I like that.
That's what I mean.
We all need nutrients.
That's right.
That
See?
We get from different foods. And you can't just eat one thing. Like kids, when they're growing up, they only want chicken nuggets or something.
Or sugar.
Parents, sugar, I don't think has any healthful ingredient benefits to
well,
it.
Well, natural sugars do.
It puts a smile on your face.
It sure does. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes.
I mean, a piece of cake
in moderation, it's okay.
A piece of cake will shut down an argument. And a glass of milk or something. I don't know. You just go with
it. Or start one.
Or start one, too. Kathy gets so much, she would make it. We like cheap cakes. And we can, yeah, we do. We like Duncan Hines, yellow cake with chocolate
That's
frosting.
That's simple.
Yeah. But we just, I'll tell you a story one time, man. Me and Kathy were like this. Now look at me. You probably heard me preach this. I'm looking like I'm looking at you right now. And this commercial comes on. And you may have seen it, you know. And it's a Duncan Hines commercial, you know. And
for a cake.
For a cake. And you see them take the fork and they pull the icing. And you see the icing kind of twirl.
Chocolate icing.
Anybody ever seen that? Okay.
And it's on top of a yellow cake, is your favorite cake.
Oh, I love it. So I'm going. And I guess Kathy would look, she said.
And I looked over and I saw him licking his lips. And we hadn't had sugar in like 6 months. We were really on a diet at that point.
What you said,
I said, Jesse, would you like one of those?
You want one of those? And I said,
you didn't even, I don't think he even answered me. You just kind of nodded.
Kathy got in a car and I heard this. She's burning rubber, son.
I went to the grocery store.
And got a big, the Duncan Hines
all
cake.
All the ingredients.
She made that cake. You know, and when you make
less
it.
Less than an hour, it was done.
See, the 5-4 minutes, it makes it smell good, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we finish it. She put the icing on it and all that kind of stuff. But instead of cutting a slice, Kathy takes a big knife and cuts it in half, gives me half. And she gives her half. We got a half a cake apiece. And we had a quarter milk. and we eating this stuff. I mean, just because we hadn't eaten sugar in a long time, drinking that milk.
There's a backstory to that.
And then all of a sudden, we finish eating. All of a sudden, we go, you hear your stomach go. I'm like, oh, God. I look at that. I mean, it messed us up. She went to one bathroom.
Hot cake,
I went to the other bathroom.
Cold milk.
It killed us.
Recipe for disaster.
And I tell you
Thankfully, we had two bathrooms.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. I bet you just can't eat that much
sweet.
Well,
the reason I cut it in half is because usually when I make a cake, you mutilate it. You go in there. You don't want to say you had a piece of cake. So what you do is you take your fork and you go in. I wanted it to be neat. So I figured that one half would be neat in case we have any guests.
You know, you ate that whole half of cake.
And the other half would be for, I said, look, you can mutilate this half all you want, but we ended up eating it all.
I mean, because we hadn't had sugar in a while. And I will tell you something. See, it's the pastor's job. You can't eat that. That's a little too much, but we didn't listen. And all of a sudden, a cleansing came.
But the thing too, I mean, there's so many angles you can go on this, but I'd have left out one of those ingredients, if I wouldn't have put the oil in or the butter, whatever. I can't remember what that recipe. Sometimes it's butter, sometimes it's oil. But if I'd have left out that part, it wouldn't have been moist.
You know she got off the cleansing part.
I did?
Yes, she did.
I thought that was finished.
Well, we were finished.
wipe yourself. No.
That's
a funny thing.
We tell you everything, man. We don't hide nothing.
That's a little joke. We say, hey, you're finished.
It's called being normal.
Wipe
yourself. You see what I'm saying? It's called normal. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you what, and we didn't want cake for a good while.
Well,
for quite a while. And not long
How
ago.
How did we get on that?
I don't know. It's talking about the pastor told us we shouldn't have ate that much. We weren't ready for that, you know, We could eat a piece, but my God, use some sense, you know. But
yeah,
we
it does matter what you
hungry.
Eat. You can't just eat sweets. You can't eat chocolate cake all the time. That's how we're getting on that.
I show you how good we are about cakes. I think we're talking about cakes.
Back on
we
cakes.
Were at P.F. Chang's one time, not too long ago, maybe a year or so ago. I had never heard of Bundt cakes. You ever heard of that?
Nothing Bundt cake.
Yeah, whatever
that is.
That's
the name of the brand.
Well, anyway, there was a lady, and they had about maybe 10 kids, and they were at P.F. Chang's. They had finished eating it, and she had some Bundt cakes. She was cutting them cakes.
They were celebrating a birthday.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know who they were. It was nice like that. But they knew me. So I'm sitting. All of a sudden, she just comes up. This lady, she said, would you like some Bundt cake? And I said, excuse me? You like some Bundt? I said, I don't know what that is. She said, oh, you're going to love this. So she gave us a nice piece of Bundt cake, right? This is at P.F. Chang's, the Chinese restaurant. I took a bite of that. I thought, this stuff is great. You know what I'm saying? And it got us on the Bundt cake. So you found out where they bought it at. And then every once in a while, we'll go buy a Bundt cake
because
somebody's
right?
coming over.
Yeah.
And it was really tasty. What I'm saying is that these things that God gives us, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, if you listen, they'll make things tasty.
Yeah, they're ingredients for a tasteful,
for
delicious
a tasteful
life.
And it will bless you and minister to you in every which way, shape, or form. I'm telling you. And plus, you're growing. And all of a sudden, a situation may come up at maybe a year or two ago through you. You didn't know how to handle it. All of a sudden, because you you were in that place where the fivefold ministry could teach you, you went, I know how to handle that. Or I know how to answer that question. I know what to do with that. And before you know it, you're not only helping yourself, you're helping other people.
I love that.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord, see. And in every which way, spiritually, physically, financially. How many times people may say, oh, man, you really have a beautiful home. How did you get that? And, you know, and without sounding prideful, you tell them how. By understanding, I sow my seed. The reason why I believe in offerings is because of the harvest that it brings to you, not just so we can have some money. See, that's a wrong concept of thinking that way. Bible said, sow, you reap. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth. The word whatsoever means everything, spiritual, physical, financial. That will he also reap. For example, the book of Romans. Kathy told me this the other day. She said, Jesse, I got a text. I said, you got a text from Ohio. And I believe they don't mind me saying this. There's a wonderful church that I've been preaching for. Oh, I don't know how many years. Over 20, maybe more than that. In Botkins, Ohio. And I had been telling them for years, this church needs to be debt-free, a beautiful place. They built a gorgeous church. I mean, I don't know, seated about 3,000 people. 2,500, 3,000. It's nice. I mean, just nice. Mm-hmm. Well, we got a wonderful text from Randy Waters and Nikki and all of them. They said, I always told them, when this church is debt-free, you call me or let me know. And they said, we now have a Romans 8, I believe it is.
I'll read it to you again if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just say, we now have a Romans 8 church.
And Romans 13, 8.
Yeah, that's what I meant, the verse 8. Romans chapter 13, verse 8, and I read it what he said.
He says, as of May 2nd, we are a Romans 13, 8 church. We owe nothing to no one except to love them. Only believe is completely debt-free. Jesse asked me to let him know when that happened. Blessings to you both. Isn't that great?
Oh, and I just came from Randy Waters. We were believing God for that for many, many, many years.
And they
believed now it is.
Yes.
And they did it.
They did.
Congratulations, Only Believe.
Randy and
glory
Nikki
to God.
And the whole church.
And not only do they have a great church, they have a great outreach of Only Believe ministries and they go on Africa and preach the word. I mean, it's just such a blessing of the Lord. You see what I'm saying? That's what I call becoming scriptural.
And I'm glad that they let us know so we can rejoice with them.
Oh, God, yes.
And you've gone in there as an evangelist into that church for many years, bringing revival and
people. Me and Peter Dozak were the best of friends. Mm-hmm. Peter went home to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Phyllis is still here. Randy, Nikki, all the kids, they're all grown up. When I first went, they were just babies.
Church is going on.
Oh, and the church. And I preached in several of his different churches as he got to this big one and paid for it. And God honored it.
Hallelujah.
See, and you know how they did it? That's a giving church. Mm-hmm. They sow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to understand the ministry, you have to learn to give. And when you learn to give, it's one of the most amazing things. It's not just a money thing. It's an obedient thing so God can bless you in the city, in the field, going in and going out. I thank God every day and pray every day for my faithful financial partners who support this ministry. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. Now, we've been debt-free. We've been a Romans 13, 8 ministry since 1982. Completely debt-free. Why? Well, so when you send an offering in, I want 100% of it to go into world evangelism. I don't want, if it's $20, I don't want $15.60 to go to some interest note on the building. I want the whole 20 to go in. And that's what happens when you support this ministry. Also, we ask the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry to give us a soul into the kingdom. The Lord's speaking to me right now. He said, receive partners, Jesse, into your ministry. I want to tell you something. The anointing of increase is on us. And it works not some of the time, all the time. I want you debt-free. I want you blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Why do you understand it so much, Brother Jesse? The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. That's what the executive branch of God government does for you spiritually, physically, and financially. If you'd like to be a partner, you can go right now to jdm.org, get all the ordering information. When I say ordering, hit the donate button. You can give that way. Mm-hmm. You can use PayPal if you want to do that. You can text to give, a one-time donation, or a recurring one if you want. Or you can go to a free JDM app and select the giving you want, or you can just mail in an old-fashioned donation. We're believing God for big things. We want to build an event center, That's going to cost quite in the millions to do that. That's fine. Why? So we can reach people, bless people, help. That's what it's all about. And me and Kathy don't ask you to do something, do that. We do it also. We just do it. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Would you be a partner today? Nothing too small and nothing too big. And I'll tell you what, we're very soon going to we believe in God for that $20 million donor, and that'll take care of two projects. Boom. I wish they were cheaper, but they're not. But that's okay. God's word is still true. You know why? Because I have been taught by the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, executive branch. Mm-hmm. Kathy, won't you read a couple of a wonderful testimonies, and then we'll close here.
Okay. This is from Ming, watching from Malaysia.
Praise the Lord.
Sonia says, love you both, and I love the boardroom chat. You are both such blessings and so funny. You're always so uplifting. Thank you for your teachings. Love from Iceland.
Oh, Iceland. I've been to Reykjavik.
For fuel stop. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we need to go there to preach, though.
Go preach there.
Hallelujah. Dickinson says, it was great to see Jesse preach in Australia.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesse is a strong man of God.
We had fun in Australia.
Yeah, we had great
meetings. It worked, though, boy. We worked.
Powerful time. Maria says, thank you for visiting our land. Praise God for blessing us Aussies. Yeah, Aussies. I don't think we've had a chat since we've been to Australia. So
that's right.
So thank you, Australia, everybody, for coming out. We had great meetings. Love that. Then we're getting ready now to go to planning for meetings in August throughout Europe.
That's right.
Four different nations, I think we're going to. More to come about that. And this is from Elreen. It says, these chats are such a blessing. Jesse, you make the words so exciting. Kathy, you're such a woman of great patience.
No, she's not.
She's there just me because I put up with your stuff.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
That's okay. She's not finished.
You got this little sausage on the side of your head. Right?
I know.
Looks pretty.
But I just thought I'd do that on purpose. Doesn't sound like you like it.
I like it.
I should have brushed it out.
What I don't like is them yellow fingernails. But I mean, I'm just talking about this. Okay, I'm sorry.
If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, she'll give it to me. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, it's just temporary. This is a couple of weeks. I just wanted to look like summer, and it didn't quite come out the way I planned.
I
but I'm stuck with it,
it
for
like
another
you changed
week.
The diaper.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible. I'm
going to
extend
the rest
lady
of this.
There,
a woman of great patience. Love and grace. You just got all three right there.
I got all of it. I tell you what, it's a blessing.
In your interactions with Jesse. Thank you, Elreen, for noticing that.
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay,
and
that's
then this
good
one,
enough.
No. I've got two, some more. Deb says, amen. Jesse, you and your wife make my day and night. I pray you will keep the word going. Thank you, Jesus. This name is hard to pronounce, Iglivgar. Praise be the Lord Jesus, dear brother. You are sharing the word of God in a very beautiful way. We are receiving the word of God. May God continue to fill you with his Holy Spirit and use you abundantly for his word so that through you, many people will accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior and have eternal life. Happy, it's because from me and my family and from the entire church.
Praise God.
I wish you all very happy anniversary. Oh, yeah, because I had it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Had 55
me and Kathy
years.
Were married. How many?
55 years.
On June the 6th of this year. 55 years. Double nickel.
Yeah,
that's
we're into the 56 now.
Going on 56.
Well, we're in it. We're
yeah,
in our 56th
right.
year, technically, if you want to think of Lord. It that way. This last one is translated from Spanish from Betty. She says, God bless you, Brother Jesse Duplantis. Thank you for preaching about your personal communication with Jesus. He is alive, and your sermons help many people. I, too, must learn to listen to our personal Savior. I love that.
Oh, that's
you know,
such
this
a
past
blessing.
Sunday at the Covenant Church for Father's Day, you preached a powerful message about
on
how you approach God. How you it was so informative, so
but
good.
Thank
you, you could still go back and look at all of that.
That was last week.
I love that.
But thank you. Also, I want to tell you, you know how some people criticize, and I'm going to close with this, how some people criticize because we have a jet and things like that. Let me just give you an idea when we went to Australia. We did this in 8 days. We went from New Orleans to California, to Honolulu, to Pago Pago, Samoa. From Pago Pago, we went to Coolangatta, the Gold Coast, that's in Australia. Went to Brisbane. Then from Brisbane, we went to Canterbury. Then from Canberra, we went to Melbourne.
Canberra.
Then from Melbourne, we went all the way to Perth on the other side of Australia. Then we came back to Sydney, and we did that in 8 days. Delta, United, Qantas, New Zealand, cannot do that.
I think it was less than eight days, actually.
And I mean, preach it, and we were tired. I mean, we were getting up early and heading out preaching, and that's the reason for the planes. Just that simple, to preach this glorious gospel. And I learned that to use the tools that God has given us. And we learned it from the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher.
Because the most important business in the world is the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's what it's all about.
It's not Krispy Kreme donuts. It's not Lowe's or whatever these other
companies.
And they have
Jets,
and those are great companies. They utilize all of that. Why can't the gospel utilize that? I believe people, their eyes are being opened to the fact that this is a purpose behind it.
That's what it's all about. Till next week. Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.